The Super Bowl is rigged. The Kansas City Chiefs can't lose to the San Francisco 49ers because the stadium in Las Vegas where the game will be played today was built around a Chiefs good luck charm. At least that's the myth. It has to do with a flag that some say casts a spell from under the football field. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has this explainer.
The Kansas City Chiefs are undefeated in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and Gerard DaCosta, a Hawaiian construction worker, says that may have something to do with a text he got about 6.5 years ago.
When I got dispatched to go out to the site, when I came up with the idea, I was like, oh man, I got to take advantage of this.
His job was taking him to Las Vegas, where the Raiders were building a new stadium. DaCosta lives almost 4,000 miles from Kansas City, but he's a major Chiefs fan, and the Chiefs nurse a long and bitter rivalry against the Raiders.
As soon as I got the opportunity, I knew what I had planned already.
The plan? Bury a Chiefs Kingdom flag under the rival team's home field. Plant a curse in enemy territory. A tweet went up, picturing DaCosta in his white hard hat standing at the construction site, holding out the cheerful red and gold banner.
My whole family is like Raider fans. I have one uncle that kind of like took it personal.
The home team wasn't too thrilled either.
I get the phone call from the president of the Raiders. He's like, did you see what's going on in social media? Did they really plant this flag at the stadium?
Tommy White runs Laborers Union Local 872 in Las Vegas. And Tommy wasn't happy.
I tracked them down and I was like, Gerard, did you really take this flag up? And he's like, I'm not gonna say I did or I didn't. I was like, listen, it's important because they're gonna can you from the site.
White demanded the flag. And DaCosta produced a flag, just like the one in the photo. They currently sell for $15 on eBay. But DaCosta is pretty cagey about what he actually did with the flag.
I mean, what really happened? Did you do it?
Pleading the fifth.
He's not saying he did or he didn't, right? But he knows the truth. And I know the truth.
White says, no way. Didn't happen. The construction site was locked down. Nobody could just mosey out and bury something that wasn't supposed to be there, even if they had a hard hat on.
Everybody wants to believe in a conspiracy theory, right? I would love to turn around and say that the Raiders should have won some of those games. I mean, they lost 4 games in their home stadium, right, against the Chiefs. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs had a better team.
White says the Chiefs can't count on any special good luck in the big game. In fact, he says if there are any little planted curses active in Allegiant Stadium, they'll probably be working against the Chiefs. After all, they're using the Raiders' locker room and the Raiders' field to try to beat the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.